Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is the fourth and last Sunday of Advent. This is the ninth day of Ina in preparation for Christmas. In the Philippines, according to our tradition, this is called Simbang Gabi, which literally is translated as worship or mass in the evening or when it is dark. When it is dark. You know, in the Philippines, being an agricultural country, people would go to the fields, and they go to the fields very early before the sun is out, because you know that it is very hot in the Philippines. So in order to accommodate the farmers and their families, the church there in the Philippines has started the tradition of the Novena in preparation for Christmas. 9 days before Christmas, early in the morning. Usually 4 o'clock in the morning. 4 o'clock in the morning. The tradition is carried on here also in the United States among Filipino Christians. And they usually have their early mass at 6 o'clock. Yeah, at 6 o'clock in the morning. That is why my daughter is here, because she's finishing her ninth day. And instead of 6 o'clock today, she came to the 10 o'clock. to the 10 o'clock. But anyway, on this fourth and last Sunday of Advent, the liturgy puts emphasis on May. And rightly so, because if we wish to understand the meaning of Christmas, we must look at Mary, her point of view of Christmas, being the mother of the one that we are celebrating. So I would like us to meditate on the three words from today's gospel that bring out most clearly this point of view of Mary. The first word is the angel's greeting to Mary, Hail. In more classic Greek word, Kyrie, meaning be glad or rejoice. These words bring out the joy that Christmas proclaims. And then the greeting of the angel gives the reason to rejoice and be glad. The angel said, because the Lord is with you. So this is the joy of Mary and the reason of her joy, her son, Jesus. This is a joy that she cannot keep solely for herself. That is why Mary went out without delay to share her joy to her cousin Elizabeth. Now hail us, rejoice, be glad, because Jesus is with us, is the first lesson that we get from the reading. Rejoice. Be happy. That is to say, we cannot keep this joy for ourselves. Like Mary, we must share this joy. And we cannot transmit this joy simply. And we can transmit this joy simply. Very often we just a note, or a phone call, or a kind gesture. For some, it could be a help that you can extend to another, or forgiveness, or remembrance. So let us give this joy and remember that the joy given will be returned to us. Now the second word And the angel's greeting is fear. Do not be afraid, Mary. In fact, there was reason for her to fear, for it was a great burden to bear the weight of becoming the mother of the Son of God. How many times in her life Mary had heard these words, "Do not be afraid." Remember the time when Simeon said to her, "This child of yours is destined to be the downfall and the rise of many in Israel, a sign that will be opposed, and you yourself will be pierced with a sword." Mary might have felt again that fear. Then when during Jesus' public life Mary said, "Your son is crazy," and her encounter with him to Calvary, and later still under the cross, when all seemed to be destroyed, she again heard the angel's words in her heart, "Do not be afraid, Mary." The second word brings us also the second lesson from the reading, which is now addressed to us. These are the words that are relevant to us especially because we live in our world today that is full of fear. Fears of sicknesses and death, of losing our job, of losing our home, of losing our livelihood, of solitude, of loneliness, of wars and disorders, and everything that we have to fear. We have in this world the widely developed insurance systems. It is good that it exists. But we know that at the moment of deep fear and at the moment of the ultimate loneliness of death, no insurance policy will be able to protect us. The only valid insurance in these moments is the one that comes to us from the Lord, who also assures us, "Do not be afraid. I am always with you." Now the third word is found at the end of the conversation between Mary and the angel. Mary answered the angel, "Yes, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say." Thus Mary anticipated our prayer, the prayer, "Our Father," the third invocation when we say, "Your will be done." Mary said yes to God's great will. In doing so, she placed her whole life with a great yes within God's will, and thus opened the world's door to the Lord God. This is also the third lesson, the yes. Let God's will be done. From Mary's point of view, it is an invitation to us to say this yes, which sometimes seems so difficult, to say this yes when we are tempted to prefer our own will. For Mary seems to be telling us in her yes, "Do not be afraid, be brave. You too will say, 'Your will be done,' because God's will is good." It might at first seem an unbearable burden, but in reality, God's will is not a burden. God's will gives us wings to fly high, and thus we too can dare with Mary to open the door of our lives to God. So let us pray to Mary, the mother of Jesus and our mother, to give us the courage to fear and the courage, yes, to God's will for us, because we believe that the Lord's will is ultimately and always will be for our good and our salvation. And finally, let us ask Mary, our mother, to give us the joy and gladness, Christmas, and for always, because we believe the Lord is with us, because the Lord is always with us. Mary, let us in our own ways share this joy to others.